matters most ahead of the midterms. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. The economy tops the list.
When asked what one issue voters are most concerned about, voters in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, and Wisconsin went with inflation most often. But the second issue picked was abortion, followed by election integrity and voting rights. Republicans like New York congressional candidate Mike Lawler told the Fox News Rundown podcast about his race against incumbent Sean Patrick Maloney.
He has voted for every inflationary policy Biden and Pelosi have put forward, including the Inflation Expansion Act, which is what it should have been named.
A recent Fox News poll found voters trust Republicans more on inflation by 13 points. Democrats are more trusted on abortion by 6 points.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. For many voters, the migrant crisis is a top concern. Republican Mark Ronchetti is running for governor in New Mexico. He spoke to Fox and Friends Weekend.
We're not only an open border state, basically, now. What we're also dealing with at this point is a state where anything, we are the second most violent state in the country. And a big reason why is because what's happening with the border.
In recent days, the race against incumbent Democrat Michelle Lujan Grisham has been tightening. The governor's race in New York between Kathy Hochul and Lee Zeldin is also close. A strategic city in Ukraine has no power. That's according to an energy company in Kherson, ahead of what could be an epic battle there between Ukrainian and Russian forces. Other cities, including Kyiv, are experiencing blackouts as critical infrastructure comes under attack.
Signs of U.S. support here. The Pentagon has just approved another $400 million in U.S. military aid to Ukraine.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Kyiv. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Thousands of people attended a candlelight vigil in South Korea's capital to mourn the victims of a crowd surge. Many people believe the tragedy in Seoul could have been prevented. They say officials weren't prepared for the large gathering. 156 people died. A story of survival in South Korea where two miners were trapped deep underground for days.
The South Korean miners survived on instant coffee powder and water falling from the ceiling. The zinc mine in the town of Bunghwa in the eastern part of the country collapsed, leaving the men trapped for 9 days before they were rescued. Officials say in addition to the coffee and water, they built a fire in the shaft. Doctors found the 62 and 56-year-old miners suffered hypothermia and muscle pains, but both are in fairly good condition.
Fox's Richard Jordan, a pop singer who made a name for himself at an early age, has died.
Aaron Carter rose to fame at just 9 years old with two platinum albums. Authorities say the Aaron's Party singer was found unresponsive in a bathtub inside his California home. The younger brother of Backstreet Boy Nick Carter, Aaron later ventured into TV, Broadway, even boxing. But his adulthood was plagued by legal issues and struggles with substance abuse. Aaron Carter was just 34 years old. Jane Fergus, Fox News.
Decades of music from country to pop to heavy metal were celebrated in Los Angeles last night. Dolly Parton, Duran Duran, and Judas Priest were among the acts inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Singer Lenny Kravitz, who inducted Lionel Richie, said his songs were the soundtrack of his life. Carly Simon and Eminem also inducted. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.